Hello, beloved. Thank you for joining me for another time of praying for the nations. The thought that gives clarity to our prayers this day comes from the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, where we read this. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yeah, a little while, I'm with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Almighty God, we thank you that there are things, even in that simple passage, that are above us and beyond us. What the disciples have understood when they heard him say, "Where I am going, you cannot come." And yet there is a contented simplicity in the command, "Love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." And yet, God, even in that simple thought, how deeply have you loved us? How greatly have we received mercy upon mercy? You have forgiven us for our sins. You've taken us who were slaves of darkness and made us sons of God. You have taken us who waged war against you as tyrants, as usurpers to the throne. And you've made us heirs of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We thank you for the privilege of being called your disciples and for the clarity of your commands to love one another. We are asking that the thing that is most necessary, which is to walk by faith, and you who are good, would be seen among the people of Peru. We're asking that all 30 million people, whether they have grown up fishing or mining, given themselves to agriculture or tourism, they would then know the love of God the Father. That those that live in poverty and the many that still live in extreme poverty, they would not be defined by surviving the death squads that ravaged so many people in this country. They would not fear foreign exploitation. They would not give way to a religion that is devoid of its power. But they would know the refreshing love of Jesus Christ. For those that live in the highlands, we pray that you would deliver them from superstition and pagan unbelief and would establish the church as the bearers of that which is true, that they would not simply profess with their lips doctrine that is in accordance with your scriptures, but with awe and joy, they would sing to one another psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. For you, God, you, triune God, have loved us with love that is everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, beloved.